It's the early show. Matt McAllister, Hayseed, special guest on the phone. This guy's a freak. Make no bones about it. He's a weirdo. His website is www.broccoliman.com. That's right. He is Broccoli Man. It's our pleasure to bring him on the air now. Hi, Broccoli Man.
Good morning.
He's a superhero of sorts. You probably thought that Broccoli wasn't represented in the...
Absolutely right.
...the Hall of Justice. But no, they are, and this is Broccoli Man from Portland, Oregon. Now, how long have you been Broccoli Man?
About 5 years.
About 5 years. And what is your quest, Broccoli Man? What is your... You know, everybody's got Flash Gordon, you know, Superman. They all got something. What's yours?
My quest is to get everyone to eat their broccoli.
Yes, Hayseed. Hayseed has a question.
I got a question. You know how the Fruit of a Loom guys all wear their fruit? Do you have, like, broccoli all over you or something?
Indeed, I do look like a giant stalk of broccoli.
He does. If you go to the website, there are pictures of him running into, who is that? Oh, Jesse the Body Ventura at a book signing.
Yes.
You appeared as Broccoli Man. Now, why did you do that?
I felt that he could, you know, use the power of broccoli.
Hey, we all know it's a good vegetable. You just didn't know there was a superhero out there fighting for broccoli.
Absolutely.
Now, another question. If you and Cauliflower Man got in a fight, who would win?
You know, I have not seen a Cauliflower Man. I believe they are underrepresented.
I think they are as well.
Yeah, but that's, you know, perfectly okay, because broccoli is better.
What gave you the idea to represent broccoli in this way?
Actually, I was created for this purpose.
You were created by...
Yes, by space aliens.
Space aliens?
Yes.
Okay, that's normally where it comes from.
Yeah.
Space aliens.
Yeah.
That says a lot right there.
I think it does.
Yeah, see, there is a difference between the Fruit of the Loom guys and me. The Fruit of the Loom guys are guys in costumes. I, however, am a human broccoli hybrid.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you were taken aboard the spacecraft, probed for days, and somehow mutated into this broccoli stalk.
Something like that, yes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question. We have an early show expert, panel expert, where we have a bunch of different people that know a lot about certain things, and if we ever have questions or situations come up, we call them.
Okay.
How would you feel about being our broccoli expert?
Oh, sure.
Surely, if anybody was qualified, it would have to be you.
Sure.
Do you mind if I give you a little broccoli quiz just to test your knowledge of broccoli?
Yeah, now, keep in mind that I am half human, and therefore I only know half the broccoli facts.
Okay, well, let's see how you do. I have five questions for you.
Okay.
Are you ready, Broccoli Man?
I'm ready.
I have faith that you will prevail. What U.S. state first grew broccoli, Broccoli Man?
Irrelevant.
Why is that irrelevant? They're the founders of broccoli.
Doesn't matter where it was first grown as long as it's grown.
Okay, that's... That's
irrelevant.
Missed that one. When is the broccoli season? Broccoli Man, when is broccoli available?
All year round.
Mid-July through mid-October, Broccoli Man.
No. The science today can grow broccoli all year round.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you a half point on that one. What is the Latin term for broccoli?
Also irrelevant.
What is relevant, then?
Just eating your broccoli. That is
relevant. That's all. Okay, well, just
saying. And that there is a lot of vitamin C in broccoli.
If anybody else asks, the Latin term for broccoli, Broccoli Man, is Brassica oleracea from botrytis. Okay.
You know, I don't think anyone else will ever ask me that.
You never know. There could be some other wiseacre DJ that tries to pull this bit on you.
And then it
you
could
say,
be.
I'll tell you, if Matt is asking you, somebody will ask it.
Did I mention calcium?
Well, we're going to get to that question. So far, you have a half a point out of a possible three.
Looks like my quiz grade in high school.
What temperature is extremely important to achieve adequate shelf life for broccoli? I'll give you an A, B, C, or a D. 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 45 degrees Fahrenheit, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, broccoli?
I know that answer.
Well, 32 would freeze it, so I know that is not correct. Let's go for 45.
Actually, the... proper answer 32. Is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, Broccoli Man.
Why is there always ice in the broccoli?
32.
Is that another question?
No, I'm serious. Wait. Store it, there's ice in the broccoli.
You keep it at 32. Frost develops.
I don't know about that.
Okay, Broccoli Man.
Who'd you get these questions from, huh?
Cauliflower Man.
Oh, no wonder. No wonder. They're trying to sabotage my career here.
I know they are, and it's budding. Believe me, it's taken off. We're springboarding you right onto probably the Dave Letterman Show right here, Broccoli Man.
Okay.
One last question. So far, you have a half out of a possible four.
Yes.
Besides vitamin C, what else does broccoli contain? A, vitamin A, B, fiber, C, folic acid, D, calcium, E, potassium, or F, all of the above?
Oh, God, run that list by me again.
Okay, here we go. Besides vitamin C, what else does broccoli have in it? Vitamin A, fiber, folic acid, calcium, potassium, or all of the above?
I believe it's all of the above.
I believe you're right.
All right.
Still, though, man, a point and a half out of five ain't great for, you know, a dude.
Hey, but you know what?
Yeah.
I don't need to know any of that to tell people to eat their broccoli.
But you have to be able to tell them why.
Wait. Okay, I believe that last question is the most important.
Okay. Can you answer it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you run up to me, you know, you're this guy dressed up as the broccoli stock. You run up to me and you say, Matt, eat your broccoli. And I say, why, broccoli man?
Because it's got calcium and vitamin C and vitamin A and folic acid and potassium and those other things you mentioned.
Fiber.
And those other things you mentioned. Broccoli man, you might need to do a little more homework, but so far we enjoy your bit.
Well, thank you very much.
The costume is epic.
Well, it's not a costume. That's my
I'm sorry.
Appearance.
I'm sorry. Your mutated form is very excellent.
Thank you.
The space aliens did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Broccoli Man, I encourage all to visit your website. It's www.broccoliman.com. You can see how Broccoli Man gets in the mix at protests and mixes it up all over the Portland area.
Yes.
All right, Broccoli Man, give us a broccoli prayer or a little broccoli shout-out or something here.
Final broccoli word, eat your broccoli!